Maseches Chulin has been dedicated in honor of Leslie Westreich, Elazar Meir ben Harav Yehoshua, a great chavrusa and friend. The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Chulin daf Chavov. The Mishnah at the end of Chavov Amid Beis says that Keten Mavdilin, how do you make Havdalah when Yom Tov comes out after Shabbos? So we make Havdalah to separate between the Shabbos and the Yom Tov. Shabbos is more Osir, and as Shabbos ends, although we're coming into Yom Tov, although there's still a Kedusha of Yom Tov, we make Havdalah. We actually make it as part of the Yakna Haz, part of the Kiddush of the Yom Tov. But how do we say the bracha of Havdalah? So the Mishnah says we end off Hamavdil ben Kodesh leKodesh. Reb Doisa says ben Kodesh Chamer leKodesh Hakal. Doisa says we speak out that there's a separation between a more Chamer dika Kodesh and a more Kal dika Kodesh. According to the Tanakhama, we don't spell out the difference between the two Kiddushas. We just say there's a separation between one Kiddusha and another Kiddusha. The Gemara brings down Reb Doisa Oimer ben Kodesh Chamer leKodesh Hakal v'Lisilchas HaKavasai. And the halacha is not like Reb Doisa, as is well known. You can look in a siddur that the way to say Havdalah and Shabbos going into Yom Tov is the Hamavdil ben Kodesh leKodesh. The Mishnah here does not discuss the other parts of the nusach of the Havdalah between Shabbos and Yom Tov. There are numerous other differences between the Havdalah, the bracha of Havdalah that said on a regular Motzei Shabbos, and the bracha of Havdalah that said on Shabbos coming into Yom Tov. And I would like to discuss these differences, and also if somebody made a mistake in this shiur. First, it's worth mentioning that the Gemara in Masechta Pesachim Daf Kuf Dalid brings down the Machlokes Tanoim what should be the proper way to end off an irregular Havdalah. The Gemara there brings down one Tana that says you end off Baruch Atah Hashem Soyder Bereishis. Hashem is gebenched that he was Mesadir, he ordered the Bereishis, since Motzei Shabbos is again the beginning of the week of when Hashem started Ma'aseh Bereishis. Acheir Marimim, others say Yoytzer Bereishis, Hashem created, again relating to the fact that it's the first day of creation. And basically, Yehudaimer, Mekadesh Yisrael. Three different Tanoim had to end off the Bracha of Havdalah. All of these three, which are Tanoim, is not the way that we do. We may say Baruch Atah Hashem Hamavdil ben Kodesh leChol. Then the Gemara brings down Shmuel. Shmuel says he ends up Hamavdil ben Kodesh leChol, which is the way we do. So the Rashbam there explains that despite the fact that the Gemara there did not bring down any Tanoim that Shmuel was going according to, Shmuel is going like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah that says that when Shabbos ends into Yom Tov, he ends off Hamavdil ben Kodesh leKodesh. So, it's a takeoff from the way we make Havdalah, from the way we end Havdalah on a regular Motzei Shabbos. It must be on a regular Motzei Shabbos, we say Hamavdil ben Kodesh leChol. When it comes to Shabbos going into Yom Tov, we switch it a little and we make it Hamavdil ben Kodesh leKodesh instead of Hamavdil ben Kodesh leChol. So in essence, our Mishnah is a Tan, is a fourth opinion, which is the way Shmuel follows and which is the way that we paskin. And that is the way we make Havdalah on a regular Motzei Shabbos. So that's to begin with where our Havdalah of Motzei Shabbos comes from. Okay, so then we have a Havdalah from Shabbos coming into Yom Tov, which is the discussion of our sugya, and we said we end off Hamavdil ben Kodesh leKodesh like the way the Tanakhama says in our Mishnah. Now, Now, the Gemara, we say more parts in the Havdalah. We say, Bein Kedusha Shabbos L'Kedushas Yom Tov Hivdalto. Hivdalto V'Kidash L'Samecha Yisav V'Kedushas Secha Baruch Ata Hashem HaMavdil Bein Kodesh L'Kodesh. Where does this part of the bracha come from? Bein Kedusha Shabbos L'Kedushas Yom Tov Hivdalto. So the Gemara in the Sechta Pesachim Kuvdala brings down a Machlekes HaMeroim how you're supposed to end off the bracha before you get to the final chasim of the bracha, before you get to Baruch Atah Hashem, which is called Me'in HaChasima, Samach LaChasima. Next to the chasima, there's a whole Nusach HaBracha. There's a portion of the bracha which is said right before the closing. There's a Machlokes Amoraim what to say. And the Gemara says that Shmuel says, you say the Nusach, you say the words, Mei Kedusha Shabbos, Mei Kedusha Yom Tov Hivdalto. However, Pumbedisoi, people from Pumbediso, they say you don't add such a thing. And the reasoning of Shmuel is that Shmuel holds that you're supposed to end off Me'en HaChasima, Somach LaChasima. You're supposed to use a Nusach of something similar to the way you're ending off. So since we're ending off Hamavdil Min Kodesh LeKodesh, the Baruch Hashem separates between one Kedusha and another Kedusha instead of saying Min Kodesh LeChayil. So therefore we have to talk about that idea. So in other words, we're talking about the separation of between Shabbos and Yom Tov, not between Shabbos and weekday, but rather between Shabbos and Yom Tov. So therefore when we come close to making that closing, we need to say something that's on that topic. So therefore, we have to say Mei Kedusha Shabbos L'Kedusha Yom Tov Hivdalto. We have to talk about that we're talking about a difference between the Kedusha of Shabbos and the Kedusha of Yom Tov, so that right before the closing, it's similar to the closing. The Pumbedisoi, they say you don't have to add that, and their reasoning is that you're supposed to say Samach LaChasima Me'en HaPsicha. You're supposed to talk about what we talked about at the beginning of the bracha. And since at the beginning of the bracha we talked about Ben Kodesh LeChoyel, so therefore they say you could also end off with Ben Yom HaShini Sheshet Me'en HaMaisa. You're able to end off like the way we end off on a regular Matzah Shabbos, that we talk about the difference between Shabbos and weekday. So that explains the part of the Havdalah of which we say Ben Kodesh LeKodesh, and which we say Ben Kedusha Shabbos LeKedusha Yom Tov Hivdalto. Then there's a whole other part of the Havdalah. As Yom Hashvi Meshaches Me'amaz Kidashto Hivdalto V'Kidash Esamecha Yisab Kedusha Secha. So that we say Ben Kedusha Shabbos LeKedusha Yom Tov Hivdalto, we explain that's based on the opinion of Shmuel. But he only says those words, Ben Kedusha Shabbos LeKedusha Yom Tov Hivdalto. But all these words, V'aseyem HaShvim HaShishis Me'amaz HaKidashto, Hivdalto V'Kidashto Samecha Yisrael B'Kedusha Secha, that whole cluster of words, which talks about, which extends on that difference between Shabbos and the Kedusha of Shabbos, and then it talks about the Kedusha of the Klal Yisrael. So that is not mentioned in the Gemara. And in fact, Rabbeinu Ephraim, one of the Rishonim, asked Rabbeinu Tam, why is it that the minog is to say, to add that into the Havdalah? In other words, the Gemara, there's nowhere in Gemara that such a Nusach is quoted. Nevertheless, in the times of Rishonim already, the minog, the custom was to say such words. And the question was, why, where does it come from, what's the idea of it? And to which Rabbeinu Tam gave an answer, and he said, since the Gemara says that if somebody makes Havdalah, they have to say when they make the Havdalah, they have to talk about differences in Yiddishkeit, where there's differences between one thing and another, like Bi'ur, L'Choshech, Bin Yisrael, L'Amim. The Ribbono Shel Olam separated, made Havdolos. So in the Havdolah you have to speak about separations that Hashem made in creation. And the Gemara says you have to say between 3 and 7 separations. So in a regular Havdolah, we say the minimum, which is that we say 3 separations. Hamavdil mekedish lechayil. Bein orer lechayshach. Bein yisur la'amim. We talk about the difference between heilig and not heilig. Bein yisur la'amim, the yidin and goyim, and yoyim ashvi and sheishet mi'amase. That's so one of them are not really counted. Usually we say doesn't really count. We only add that to have somach lechasima meina chasima. But the three that are counted are ben kodesh lechoil, ben or lechoishach, ben yisrael la'amim, between light and dark, kodesh lechoil, and yidden and goyim. Be that as it may, we have three in a regular Havdalah and a regular Matzah Shabbos. We have three Havdalahs. In our Havdalah, the Brach of Havdalah, we talk about three separations that Hashem made. Says Rabbeinu Tam, when it comes to Havdalah of Shabbos going into Yom Tov, Chazal wanted, or it's Lav Davka Chazal, at some point the minig became that once a year we went once a year, but one point, and these types of Havdalahs, in one type of Havdalah, we wanted to throw in a Havdalah which will mention seven Havdalahs. Despite that regularly we only say a short Havdalah, we wanted here once in a while to say a long Havdalah with seven Havdalahs. And therefore, we filled in these words to extend the Havdalah so that once in a while we'll have a Havdalah that includes seven Havdalahs. Then it's a question in the Rishonim how exactly you get to the number of seven, but that is the explanation in the Rishonim why we have these words added to the Havdalah of Shabbos going into Yom Tov. In fact, there are Rishonim that say you should not say it. The Tosfos Vid says you should not add that. Again, it's not a Gemara. It's one of the name of the Rid says also you don't say that, but the Minog, the custom of Nofutz and Klai says that we do say it, and like we said, that's the explanation of this Nusach that we say. Now the Pais can discuss what happens. Until here we'd explain the reasoning why we have the differences in the Havdalah that we make when it's Shabbos going into Yom Tov. What happens, well, if somebody did not say all these differences? So the added part that we said is only a minig, is only a custom for Shteitzach. A person would be Yoitza the mitzvah of Havdalah if they missed it out. It's only a minog, and of course somebody fulfilled the mitzvah without saying it. The question is, what happens if somebody ended off the Havdalah and they said Hamavdil ben kodesh l'chayil? They were supposed to say, like our Mishnah says, ben kodesh l'chayil, but they made a mistake and they said ben kodesh l'chayil. Are they yoytze? Do they fulfill their mitzvah of Havdalah, or do they have to do it over again? So, the Sefer Avnei Yoshva brings down in the name of Ibn Yashar Zatzal that if a person made a mistake and they said Ben Kodesh Lechoyl, instead of saying Ben Kodesh Lechoydesh, they were Yoytze, because that's also considered a Havdalah, since he mentioned the Havdalah in his Chasima. Since he did talk about a Havdalah, he did say Havdalah, even though he said Ben Kodesh Lechoyl instead of Ben Kodesh Lechoydesh, nevertheless, he fulfilled his mitzvah. The main concept he got, the concept is to end off with the Havdalah, and that he got, and therefore he was Yoytze. However, the Siach Halacha in Simas HaMechtes brings down in the name of Ripshleim Azamon Erbach. And so says also the Shevet Alevi of Shmuel Valsner, in other words, that it's considered Mishanim Imadeh Ashatavu Chachamim. Saying the wrong one is very different. It's considered changing from the way Chazal said you should say Havdalah, and therefore he did not fulfill the mitzvah of Havdalah, and therefore he has to say Havdalah over again. The Sefer Bir Halacha talks about other cases. What happens? That talks about if somebody went ahead and they said Ben Kodesh L'Chayil when the Shabbos is going into Yom Tov. What about the other way around? What about if a regular Matzah Shabbos, a person said being Kodesh L'Kodesh instead of saying being Kodesh L'Chayil? Or, what happens if, on the end of Yom Tov, going into Chol HaMoed, at the end of the first days of Yom Tov, going into Chol HaMoed, a person said, Ben Kodesh Le Kodesh. There they're supposed to make a regular Abdallah. What happens if instead they said, Ben Kodesh Le Kodesh? So the Bir Halacha says, he's going on the opinions, he's following the opinions, that you can't just say that if somebody says, Ben Kodesh Lechol Hashem is going into Yom Tov, that he was Yoyt. You don't just say that it's one big concept and nevertheless you fulfill the mitzvah since they're all the same idea. No. If a person was supposed to say Ben Kodesh Lechol and they say Ben Kodesh Lechol, they're not Yoyt. Nevertheless, he wants to say, if it goes the other way around, if it was a regular Matzah Shabbos, and he said, Ben Kodesh LeKodesh, there perhaps he is Yoytzeh, because he explained more. Usually, Ben Kodesh LeChol is dividing up the categories, is categorizing the Kedusha of Shabbos, and the Kedusha of Chol. We're separating between the Kedusha of Shabbos and the Kedusha of Chol, which is a such a separation is not such a big milo as much as the separation between one Kedusha and another Kedusha. It's even a bigger groyskeit of the Rebbeinu Shalem that he made a Havdalah between one Kedusha and another Kedusha. It's even a bigger splitting of the hair to separate between the Kedusha and another Kedusha. And therefore, if someone says Ben Kodesh LeKodesh instead of Ben Kodesh LeChol, he was explaining more. He was describing the Rebbeinu Shleim's Koyach Havdol in a better way, and therefore it's an override. It's even better. And therefore, if someone said Ben Kodesh LeKodesh instead of saying Ben Kodesh LeChol, he wants to say there a person is Yoytze Bichlam Asayimone. It's included in the 200. You have your 100. And then he says Kol Shekein. If when he said that, it was going from Yom Tov to Chol HaMoed, because if Yom Tov to Chol HaMoed, there's even explanation why he's doing that. Since Chol HaMoed is also a Kodesh Lika day, even though L'maiso, the way a person is supposed to say Avdol is supposed to say Ben Kodesh L'Choyel, nevertheless, Ben Kodesh L'Kodesh there makes sense even. So he wants to say both, if he said Ben Kodesh L'Kodesh, Shabbos, going into a regular weekday, and both Yom Tov going into Chol HaMoed, if he said Mekodesh LeKodesh, instead of saying Mekodesh LeChol, he wants to say that a person does fulfill the mitzvah of Havdalah, and we not have to say Havdalah again. This concludes this shiur.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.